Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is a Super Bowl champion, a two-time Pro Bowler, and we're very happy to welcome back to Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Emmanuel, thank you very much for joining us, man. Really appreciate it. How is prep going as you get ready for the big game this weekend?
Prep is going well. I think we have a great game plan, and I'm looking forward to seeing us go out and executing it to a high level and putting up some points. And so that's the only thing that's on my mind is going out and trying to win a game and advancing to the NFC Championship.
There's not a lot of guys on this team who have been to the Super Bowl, and even fewer who have played in a Super Bowl, it feels like. And your experience is something that I would just be leaning on left and right if I was a new guy. I was surprised to see that you were talking about how you lean on some rookies at times, and you know, you basically said that there's never anyone in this league that you can't learn something from.
Yeah, that's how it goes in this league, and I feel like that's how it goes in life in general. The moment that you close your mind off and you think that you've arrived or you think that you know it all, you really start taking steps back. But you know, you try to keep an open mind. You try to learn from everybody. You try to listen to everybody and hear them out and hear their opinions and feel their energy. And I feel like that's what's going on this team as well. You know, we got a lot of guys, obviously. They point to, you know, the veteran guys and say they're the leaders. But, you know, some of the young guys, man, the energy that they bring to our locker room, it's great for the ecosystem of our team. And I'm talking about guys like Deebo Samuel and Kendrick Bourne. These guys is just – every day, you know, they're 22, 23, body's feeling good, and they're just bouncing around the locker room, you know. And it becomes contagious. Energy is contagious. And so, you know, that's what I was pretty much saying is that, I'm learning from these guys as well, and they carry me some days as well in terms of my energy and keeping me going. And so, I've been enjoying, you know, being around those guys a lot.
Energy aside, is there anything specifically that you learned in any one instance that has been something that you have been able to take with you, not only that day, but ever since you heard it?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, you say that you learned from the young guys and you were referring to, you know, the energy that they provide. But was there something else that maybe you learned from one of them, whether it was meant to be done that way or inadvertently, that has been something that you've kept with you?
When I first got here, I saw how these guys, man, catch the ball and run through the ball and get a lot of yards after the catch. And, I know even just being with Kyle, you know, he really preaches aggressive hands. And so, I when I got here, I said, all right, you know, obviously I feel like, you know, I'm one of those possession guys. I said, all right, let me try to take my game to the next level and get yards after the catch. And, I started doing it. I've had a couple of plays this year of yards after the catch, and I'm hoping it continues throughout the playoffs. And yards after the catch is huge off in the system. Obviously, Kyle, you know, we can move the chains, but at the end of the day, if we can get those explosives, that's huge for this offense as well. And so that's what we try to create, and that's what those guys do really well.
So you mentioned Deebo there, and certainly as a rookie, you expect maybe not a guy to come blasting out of the blocks, but there's no question he's taken his game up a level in the second half of the season. And part of that coincides with when you got here. And by no means am I saying that you're responsible for that, but you have sort of watched him come into his own somewhat. And I'm wondering if there's anything you see from Deebo that you can identify as, man, he figured this thing out and that really helped him take it to the next level.
Well, Deebo's just a baller, and I think second half, more opportunities started coming his way, and he started making the most of them. He started making a lot of plays. And, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, when I first got out here, I really didn't know too much about him. But now the whole league is that warning of you know, how deadly and how much of a threat he is, you know. And I know guys got a scheme for him. I know guys get scared the moment that he touches the ball because they know that it's the opportunity to go to the house. you know, I'm thankful he's my teammate, and I'm not on the other side, because I know when he touches the ball, he can go the distance at any moment, and especially because this guy is just a rookie. It's his first year in the league, which you wouldn't be able to tell. You know, even how he comes to practice every day, how he comes to work every day, and I think it's a lot of credit to Wes Welker, our receivers coach, for getting those guys right and letting them understand that this is not college anymore. This is the National Football League. This is a grown man business. And he really sped up the maturation process of both Kendrick and Deebo.
Emmanuel Sanders of the San Francisco 49ers here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game. Grown man business indeed. You're a grown man who hasn't had a week off since we kicked off this season. You were traded during a bye week. So how important was this bye week specifically for you, Emmanuel?
It was important. I mean, my body was hurt. I mean, I think Seattle week, I practiced, but I think I might have taken like probably like 7 to 9 reps in the entire week of practice. That's because my body was just sore, and I was just like, just get me to the game on Sunday. I was able to go in that game and make a lot of plays. We were able to win it, and so that's what mattered. But I was so happy that we won that game just to give my body a break, to be able to take care of it for a whole week. A lot of people say, what is a week? What would a week do? But in this nature of business, you know, 24 hours, 48 hours is huge. So when you get 7 days to be able to rehab and recover, that's huge for your body to be able to, you know, try to accomplish something in last 3 games, you know, and trying to attain something special and do something special in this city to be able to get my body back, you know, it's everything. So, you know, I'm definitely loving the fact that I was able to do that, and I'm looking forward to going into a game feeling a lot better than I felt the Seattle game.
Emmanuel, you were talking about Joe Staley's resiliency and how he was one of the guys who – you know, he was a 49er when the Seahawks and Niners started hitting over each other over the head with tire irons playing big games. Did you talk to him after the win in Seattle that got you this bye week? Did that mean something maybe more to Staley than maybe anyone else in that locker room?
No, I don't think so. I think it meant a lot to everybody. To go out there and, you know, win the NFC West, you know, that's just huge. And I think a lot of the young guys, they enjoyed the caps and they enjoyed the celebration, but they really didn't understand what was going on. And, you know, because I remember when I was young, you know, I just thought that this was the NFL. This is how it happens, you know. It takes, you know, for you to be in this league a long time to see that every season is not going to be like this season. This season is special, and I pray it is for the 49ers, but – for my expertise, it didn't happen that way. And so, you know, guys like myself and guys like Joe and guys like, you know, Jimmy, we definitely understand, you know, how special, you know, that was to go up in that tough environment and win the division. And so, I definitely feel for Joe as well, because I know that I definitely want to see this guy win a Super Bowl. And I know he's had a long career, a long successful career, and I just want to send this guy out, you know, with a Super Bowl ring if he decides to retire after the season.
Going back to the bye week and how sort of refreshed and rejuvenated you feel after finally getting a bit of time off, as of today, how close to 100% are you, if 100% is, you know, allowing for the normal bangs and bruises that never go away in a football season? Is this like week 3 to you? Is it like week 6? I mean,
I don't know.
What are we talking?
That's tough. You know, obviously, it's crazy. Like, when you play at this point of the season, you just got to understand, like, nobody's feeling good, right? Nobody's feeling good. Everybody has some nagging injury. I got big injuries and I got small injuries that I deal with, you know, like all the way down to a finger that's like, I feel like getting ready to like pop out of place, you know. He's just dealing with the injuries. And I think sometimes the fans don't understand. They just see guys out there on the field. They don't even understand what guys are playing through and the stuff that, you know, we got to do to, you know, prepare for a game, to go out and, you know, to play. I remember, you know, in the season, you know, I'm out there with the cracked cartilage in my rib, and every play that I'm getting hit, it just feels like somebody's jabbing a knife off in my ribs. But, you know, you go out and you have to do your job. And that's how this league goes. And that's why I said 24 to 48 hours is important in this business. Because, you know, in this business where an injury that they say, oh, it takes a month to recover, you in this league, you got to recover in 24 hours, 48 hours. And so your body just gets acclimated to the pain and the adjustment. And so it's hard for me to say, oh, I'm here, I'm there. I just know that no matter how what level I'm at, like when Sunday comes around, I got to get my body prepared enough to go out and make plays and win ball games, and that's the only thing that's on my mind.
Emmanuel Sanders here on 95.7 The Game. You talk about how guys are just – everyone straps it on, doesn't matter how hurt you are. You're old enough to probably remember a torn pectoral meant you were gone for a year. It doesn't seem to be like that anymore. J.J. Watt just came back from a torn pec, and Kwon Alexander – seems to be the guy coming in with his torn pec. And it's just, it's amazing how, I don't know if this is medicine, the human body, but it feels like injuries that shut guys down for a full year are now, he might be back.
Yeah, I think what happens is even with me and my Achilles, I mean, you get some guys in this league, me being in the league 10 years, you get some guys in this league, they just built different. You know, they can play through the pain. They can rehab, like when the training room is trying to get them to take their time and they're taking the slow way. These guys are saying, you know what? Nah, screw it. Like, I'm about to push my body to a limit that, you know, like nobody ever thought that I could push it to. And those are the guys that play a long time in this league, and those are the guys that are successful because they're built the right way. And when I say built the right way, yeah, you got to be a little bit crazy. You got to be a little bit of a weirdo, so to speak. But we are football players, and that's what it is. You know, I tell people all the time, football is the football arena, and the football players are modern day gladiators, and that's how I see it. Like, we're not normal. It's not meant for us to be normal. If you think it's normal, you shouldn't play football. And so you take a guy like Kwon Alexander. I mean, this guy is built the right way, and I'm looking forward to him getting out there and making plays just like J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt is built the right way. He's a football player, and he understands that. I love playing football, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get back on the field.
So how close to being a weirdo are you?
Oh, I'm definitely a weirdo. You know, like I said, I had a cracked cartilage, and I probably should never play, but I wouldn't have got a – injection off of my ribs, and still the pain, that didn't really help. And I remember playing against the Cardinals, and I'm getting hit. And I probably had like 6 yards that game, but every time I got hit, I just wanted to crawl back to the sideline. But I got back up, and I ran back to the sideline. I took 2 plays off, and I ran back off in there just trying to help my team win. And that's to me, like, that's gladiator-type mentality. And that's what I love about this game, to sit back and say, you know, it sucked going into that game, but I got out of that game and I did what, you know, nobody thought that I could do. Nobody thought that the human body could do. I conquered that. And, you know, I think that's sometimes the most gratifying part of saying that I pushed myself to a limit that a lot of people would never push themselves.
They ought to be able to put a patch on your uniform, like the captain's patch with the C, only it has a W. Because I think there should be a moment where you pass into weirdohood. And it gets acknowledged by your teammates.
Yeah. No, that's just putting a target on your back. That's letting you, the opponent know you hurt. So I'd rather not have it.
So another guy who came back surprisingly quickly and effectively from an Achilles is your teammate Richard Sherman. And we talk a lot about the secondary and how the opposite corner gets attacked all the time, because still, for a decade now, people are scared to throw at Richard Sherman. And I'm just wondering, from a guy who played against him for a long time and now is on his team, what sets him apart as a corner to where he can still do it at such a high level when maybe he isn't the athlete he was a decade ago?
Man, he's smart. He's confident. He understands football. He plays his technique. He knows his technique. And, you know, and he's a 6'3 corner. You know, you say he's not, his athletic ability isn't still there, but I think it's still there. You know, the guy can still run. He can still move. It's just in this league, you know, they build you up, and then after a while, you know, they don't really want to talk about you no more. They're looking for the next thing to talk about because people get tired of talking about the same things over and over. But Richard is still, in my opinion, if not the best corner in the league, you know, one of the best corners in this league, and it's proven. You know, all-pro cornerback, Pro Bowl cornerback. And so I'm happy that he's on my team because, you know, going and facing a guy like that, who's smart, who understands more than likely when you're coming out exactly what you're about to run, knows what the quarterback is thinking. He's a dangerous player, and I understand why teams don't want to throw his way because, you know, obviously you have a better chance of winning and throwing somewhere else rather than to Rich's side.
So you said just the intelligence, and when you're a receiver playing against a guy like that, are there times where it feels like he knows the plays just because his understanding and anticipation of the offense is so good?
He's very smart. He's very smart based off formations. He understands and combination, route combination and stuff. He's very sharp. I remember versus Carolina, before the game even started, he said, this guy's going to throw me a pick right into my hands, mark my word. And I was like, what? This is my first game playing with him. And the quarterback threw it straight to him into his hands. He ended up catching a pick. And I remember being on the sideline like, this dude told me before the game he was going to do that. And he did it, you know. And he haven't told me that yet. He haven't walked up and told me that yet that it's going to happen. I told him, I'm waiting on you to walk up and tell me it's going to be a pick. But I mean, he pretty much like nobody's throwing in my way. So, you know.
Emmanuel Sanders here on 95.7 The Game. And I'll tell you, if you want to start doing shorter interviews, you're going to have to be a worse interview subject. This is phenomenal, man. We really, really appreciate how open and candid you have been about you, your season, how your body's feeling, how you put it all together to go win a playoff game, hopefully against the Minnesota Vikings. George Kittle was talking about how you had instant chemistry with Jimmy Garoppolo. What is key to developing instant chemistry? What is it? What made you guys get on the same page so quickly?
I think it's just, obviously it's Kyle's system and the fact that Rich, the Spring Yellow, is the offensive coordinator now in Denver, and you know, I was able to learn pretty much the same playbook and come over here and make that transition of not having to think too much. Because I've already been in the system, in OTAs and in training camp. So that was smooth, and that was a blessing from God. And then just the chemistry with me and Jimmy, like, we're still growing. Today at practice, we missed on a play. But then what we do is when the defense goes up and they're practicing, we go to the opposite field and we work on those routes over and over and over until we understand. And then it shows up in the game. And I think that is what's important. You know, obviously you're not going to hit on all cylinders, but the more and more that we throw at each other and the more and more we get acclimated with each other, the better the chemistry. And I feel like it's been like that from the start. Like it was never forced. It just happened organically because I'm a guy who loves to run routes and Jimmy is a guy that loves to throw the ball. You know, you play with guys in this league, you think, yeah, they play in the NFL, they must love it. But a lot of guys, they don't really love it. But I can tell you what, me and Jimmy, we love football. And I think that our love for football, you know, it just shows up on Sundays. And, I'm thankful to be in this opportunity to be with a quarterback like that, an offensive coordinator like Kyle, who's able to get me open and makes things a lot easier.
When you get ready to go up against a real good coach, and that's what you're facing in Mike Zimmer, what is job one for any offense that wants to make Mike Zimmer an angry head coach? What do you guys need to establish early against his defense?
Yeah, truthfully, it's not even about them. It's about us. You know, it's about us. We just got to go out and execute. And I feel like if we do what we need to do, then, it'll all go our way. But, you know, if the ball don't bounce our way, regardless, we got to be able to get up out of it, dig ourselves out of the hole. And, you know, this game is big on momentum, you know, and I just, you know, I just pray that, you know, this entire game we keep the momentum. But even if we don't keep the momentum, regardless, we got to be able to sway the momentum back our way. Somebody got to make a big-time play to get the momentum to come back our way. And, that's what I thrive on. I feel the environment. I hope the crowd is loud. I hope the crowd sets the tone from the jump of how loud it's going to be and how hard it's going to be for them, and we go out and make the plays to get the crowd even more into it, and I hope Levi Stadium is rocking and we come out with a win.
Always good to talk to Emmanuel. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon. Good luck as you get ready for this weekend, and hopefully we got a reason to be talking to Niners players for three more weeks here. Three more W's. Parades start going up streets and down streets and things, and it would be unbelievable. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you, guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.